Hey guys, I'm Mark Potter, and welcome to another episode of Brushstrokes. Today's episode is brought to you by my company, Conduit Incorporated. Visit www.conduit-inc.com for all your custom content needs. At Conduit, we help you engage with the community through the custom publishing process. So, guys, hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving and ate a lot of bird, did a lot of family stuff, hung out with some loved ones, that kind of thing. It is a wonderful time, and I wanted to take this time, this episode, to just give you some thoughts, do a little monologuing, if you will, about giftedness and earning stuff. And I believe that Thanksgiving, for example, is really not a holiday per se as much as an attitude. And not to get real preachy, well, maybe I will get a little preachy. I just want you to know that being thankful is a key to success. I think when you're able to count your blessings, when you're able to have an attitude of gratitude, it frees you up to take the risks and take the chances that you need to be successful. And so while we spend time on Thanksgiving with our family and friends and have a lot of fun eating food, it really is a time to reflect and say, you know, am I waking up every day being thankful? Certainly our economy, our industry has a lot of challenges. I don't think anybody disputes that. I think that it starts, though, with being thankful. It starts with realizing that, hey, there are people in the world who have it worse off. And that is where you can start to find the creative part of your mind. When you're able to say, gosh, you know, I've got it pretty good. You know, who's got it better than us? That's when you can start to say, all right, now let's look for some new opportunities. So I think we live in a world that right now sometimes forgets to count its blessings, forgets to be thankful. And so that's really my message today, is to carry the theme of Thanksgiving throughout your year, throughout your career, and to be thankful every day. One of the things that I believe is a challenge for our industry, the printing industry, the marketing services industry, and even our economy overall, is that we're not earning our keep. You know, we have generations that are coming up that have it pretty good. Mom and dad are around. They have all the creature comforts of a home and schooling and every gadget under the sun. And, you know, I see this happen time and time again when I look at, I see it in youth sports, I see it with kids in the schools, and you wonder where they get all their confidence. And I think to myself, you know, it's a little bit unearned. And when confidence is unearned, you know, there could be catastrophic results. You know, in life, we have to earn our way. You know, we've all heard the stories of the silver spoon kid who got everything he ever wanted and then turned to drugs and alcohol or what have you. And maybe part of that is that they never had the trials and tribulations that build up the calluses, build up the grit and the determination, the muscle memory of being able to overcome something and knowing in their heart that they earned something. So I use that as an analogy to this time for the printing industry, that this is an unsettled time. We are in a world that is no longer going to provide us the annuity that is going to take us to retirement, that is going to take us to the promised land. Life cycles are very, very short. Times change almost constantly. Technology is introduced every other day. And what we did tomorrow may not be valued. What we did yesterday, it may not be valued tomorrow. And so it's important that we embrace the risk that is upon us. It is important for us to wake up, be thankful, and then realize that we're going to need to earn our way. You know, to look at another analogy, consider freedom. You know, freedom is really not necessarily a right. It is something that, I mean, it's probably something that we should all be allowed, but freedom was earned, and freedom is earned in this world. If you want to do what you want to do, a lot of times you have to earn it. You know, people who have been really successful financially, they've worked hard and they've earned a certain level of freedom to do the things that they want. If you look in the history of our country, our freedom was earned. So freedom is earned. Self-esteem is earned. Confidence is earned. So just like all of that in our business world, in our industry, when change is thrust upon us, we're going to have to earn our way. We cannot sit idly by and wonder, where did it go? Or why my luck? I'm going to have to get out and develop relationships and work hard, run through a wall for people, and understand that that's the foundation of our country. That's the foundation of our industry. It's hard work. It's earning our way. And so I'm not trying to necessarily preach as much as remind all of us that we're in the midst of this. Now, our industry is full of passionate, inspired, creative people. And if you go to any of our shows and you look at the technology, I get the chance to visit a lot of you across the country, and I marvel at it. I got to tell you, I take, and some of you know who you are, I've been able to take my kids to printers across the country. And when we're traveling for sports and in a town, I like to walk in and get them a tour. And my kids their eyes are wide open. They think it's the coolest thing they've ever seen. And so we need to be thankful that we have so much at our disposal. We are the key to communication for these brand owners, these campaign managers. We have the value of haptic touch, right? Printing is something that you can feel and touch and take ownership to it. So it's just a matter of getting out there and earning their respect and earning their attention to remind all of them that, you know, the printed word is a big deal. We have the ability to engage on an intimate level with print. And so I feel like the opportunity is there. But again, it goes back to our willingness to earn our way. You know, finally, let me say this about, you know, the holidays are coming up, and it reminds us of presents and having to give gifts and the like. And it's funny, I had this conversation with someone the other day about being gifted. And I thought, is there really such a thing as being gifted? I mean, gifted is not necessarily a trait. We've all been gifted. And it's more of something that has been bestowed to us, meaning we're the receiver of the gift. We've been gifted the opportunity to work in this wonderful industry. We've been gifted the opportunity to work hard. And nobody's just been touched on the head and is more special than someone else. They've earned that. If they've been successful, they've worked hard towards that. They've explored new horizons within their lives. They've invested in their career, or they've invested in skills. You know, to be gifted is quite honestly to be bestowed something. And I think we've been gifted this remarkable opportunity of this time. I understand that it's kind of a confusing time and that there's a lot of noise in the world. I understand that for the printing industry, they talk about how the printed impressions have decreased and that the number of printers have decreased. But I believe that you can flip the script and that you can look at this in a much, much different way. And that is that we've been gifted the opportunity to change. We've been gifted the opportunity to endeavor in new ways, to find new solutions. I think that, and you've heard me say this countless times in my interviews on this podcast and in our writings, is that we need to develop followings. We need to develop community and relationships. It's funny, our industry was always built upon relationships, and in this antiseptic age of technology, we sometimes feel like, you know, relationships don't matter anymore. But I subscribe to the idea that it means more than ever. It's just harder to get those relationships. It's harder because we all want to be safe. We've had some catastrophic stuff happen in recent months and some scary stuff happen. And that further pushes us into our cocoons and further allows us to keep people at an arm's distance. So you have to be sincere in your approach. People need to know that you're willing to earn your way and that you're a safe bet, that you're not there to screw them. You're there to provide them with a safe haven and to elevate them. And so they need to find you as opposed to you knocking on their door. And so it's a unique time, but it's a wonderful time to take this opportunity and re-script some things, reinvent some things. I think we're in a day and age where, heck, you got to reinvent yourself almost every other year. And that's a testimony to the life cycles being so short. So, I just thought that for this podcast, it would be fun to wax on a bit and tell you that I was thinking about this over the holiday, that we really do need to earn our way and that we have been gifted and that it is a wonderful time. And so I don't want to sound too much like a Pollyanna, but every once in a while, I think we need a little shot in the arm to realize that this is a good time. This is a good time. And there is some really, really valuable opportunities in the world. So with that, I'm going to keep this short and sweet and let you guys know that next year, Canvas is set up for another robust year of content. We will continue with our rousing interviews on Brushstrokes, and we will continue to send you the online articles on Canvas Features Online. We're really excited about it. We love the fact that our sponsors have subscribed to supporting this industry and our efforts. We want to continue to do the content that matters, that is thoughtful, that strikes a chord with you, that is about you. And so if you've ever got any ideas around content or have any interest in weighing in on some of our articles, please let us know, reach out to us at any time. So, and if you've got specific custom content needs, you know, don't be shy about contacting us at conduit-inc.com. So with that said, we've got one more month left in the year of 2017. I would like to encourage all of you to go earn it. Let's earn our way to the holidays. Let's earn our way to the new year. Let's embrace a level of thankfulness in our lives and remember that we are truly, truly gifted. So I wish you all the best as we move forward. And as always, a reminder to be the buffalo. I'm Mark Potter, and this has been Brushstrokes, a podcast powered by Canvas Magazine. Thanks so much.